Our news in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. New England is bracing for a winter storm. The Massachusetts Port Authority has already put in place a plan to ground planes at Boston's Logan International Airport. WGBH's Ibi Caputo reports from the airport the last departure will be in about a half an hour.
No planes will be flying into or out of Logan Airport overnight. Director of Aviation Ed Frenney says all flights Friday morning have been canceled.
Friday morning, we don't expect to really start up operations somewhere before noontime.
Frenney advises passengers to call their airlines for information about flights. Most airlines have agreed to waive fees for changing reservations. Forecasters are expecting up to 14 inches of snow in Massachusetts. The city of Boston declared a snow emergency, and public schools will be closed Friday. For NPR News, I'm Ibi Caputo.
Two of the major newspapers that have published information from documents released by accused National Security Agency leaker Edward Snowden are saying that rather than punishment, he should be praised for his disclosures. Both the New York Times and Britain's Guardian newspapers say the former NSA contractor has helped spark a global debate over civil liberties and surveillance and should be granted clemency. Snowden's activities in terms of leaking top-secret NSA documents on U.S. surveillance practices have earned him espionage charges in the U.S. Snowden is currently in Russia. Senators John McCain and Lindsey Graham are in Afghanistan, meeting with U.S. and Afghan officials. NPR's Sean Carberry reports the senators believe the two countries are getting closer to signing a security agreement that would allow U.S. troops to stay in Afghanistan beyond this year.
Senator McCain says the agreement is essential for the security of Afghanistan and the U.S.
We don't want to see a repeat of what happened in Iraq, where we won the war and lost the peace because of a complete withdrawal.
McCain says the differences over the bilateral security agreement, or BSA, have narrowed to the point the deal could be signed in the coming weeks. But President Karzai says he still wants the U.S. to stop raids on Afghan homes and to start the peace process with the Taliban before signing the BSA.
The best way to get the peace process moving is the signing of the BSA.
McCain says that would show the Taliban that the U.S. is not going to abandon Afghanistan. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.
Fewer Americans were filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. The Labor Department says weekly jobless claims fell by 2,000 to a seasonally adjusted 339,000 as companies appear to be laying off fewer employees and boosting hiring. The four-week moving average was higher, though, in part a reflection of seasonal volatility around the Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays. The nation's unemployment rate declined to 7% in November. The jobless figures for December are due out next week. A slow start on Wall Street for the first official trading day of 2014. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 135 points to close at 16,441. The Nasdaq dropped 33 points. The S&P 500 fell 16 points. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Authorities in Iraq say more than a dozen people are dead. Upwards of 30 others were wounded today when a vehicle bomb exploded in a street full of shoppers. The bombing took place Thursday evening local time in a city northeast of Baghdad as people were doing errands. Authorities say an explosives-laden pickup truck blew up on a commercial street, destroying several shops. In other attacks, a number of people were killed and wounded when authorities say a bomb exploded aboard a minibus in Baghdad. A Catholic Church official serving time for his handling of child sex abuse claims has been released from prison. NPR's Jeff Brady reports Monsignor William Lynn is out on bail after his conviction was overturned.
A Pennsylvania appeals court reversed Monsignor Lynn's child endangerment conviction last month. Justices ruled he was improperly prosecuted under a law passed after he committed the crime. A jury convicted Lynn in 2012 after prosecutors argued that he relocated problem priests to new parishes instead of notifying police. Philadelphia District Attorney Seth Williams says his office will try to reinstate the conviction, but meanwhile, Lynn is free on $250,000 bail. As part of his release, Lynn also agreed to surrender his passport and submit to electronic monitoring. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Philadelphia.
52 passengers who spent 9 days aboard a trapped research vessel in the ice of Antarctica have been flown to safety. Officials confirming a helicopter from the Chinese icebreaker Snow Dragon ferried the passengers safely in small groups, transferring them to an Australian supply ship. Meanwhile, the ship's 22 crew members plan to stay aboard the well-stocked vessel until it's freed from the ice. The Russian-owned ship left New Zealand in November but became trapped in ice reportedly 3 meters thick in some spots. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes